Here we are. This is quite exciting. We're finally sitting in front of me. We have Maynard and Matt from, Pussifer, A Perfect Circle. Can we start with Pussifer? Because I saw you guys at Soundwave. It was the first time you played some of those songs in Australia. In fact, ever, you played them in Australia first.
Yeah, we played them in Brisbane first and then in Sydney. Tough project to drag around because there's so many bells and whistles attached to it. It's more of a multimedia presentation rather than just a band. So the first show in Brisbane was actually, you know, kind of what we wanted to do. There's a lot more to the show that we couldn't really afford to drag down. And, you know, it's easier when you have a semi-truck to drag all that stuff around from theater to theater.
They can even get lost on the way, as some of the Soundwave bands found out.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's why we were late on the stage, because I'm waiting for the wardrobe cases to show up. Hello.
And we know how important the wardrobe is. That leather jacket was absolutely unmissable.
Yeah. A bad decision.
And what about the lenses I've seen you use, you stand behind when you're singing with Pussifer? They didn't make it to Australia?
Yeah. They would have been on that show had the stage been what we were told it would be.
What else was there? What else did we miss out on?
Video, storyline, stupid sweaty costumes, mixed drinks.
Do you have a cocktail maker on stage?
Yes, we do.
A barista? Because I know Pussifer has its own coffee.
No barista on that show. That would be the airline show, but we focus on the mixed drinks, provided you have a ticket.
In a festival where so many people have pulled out, we've got Anthrax losing a drummer, Slayer, the Vandals, and Blink-182. It's good to share musicians.
It definitely saved the festival some money, because we also share crew. So there's not – normally the festival will pay for all the crew's internal flights and hotels, and so when you only have one set of crew for two bands, then we definitely save them some money.
You've played a few new songs from the EP, Donkey Punch the Night Away, including, well, Breathe, the song we've been playing on Triple J, and also Dear Brother, which was a semi-serious tribute to fallen friends, including MCA from the Beastie Boys, and I read somewhere an Australian winemaker.
Yeah, Ray Beckwith pretty much changed the way winemakers looked at winemaking in terms of the relationship between — this is going to get really boring for rock listeners, but the relationship of TA and PH with regards to winemaking, and he made it to 3 months before his 101st birthday.
Wow!
So he really changed the way people were looking at when to pick, you know, those kind of things.
And I think for people like that and MCA from the Beastie Boys, the perfect send-off is the call to arms, Once More into the Breach, and we donkey punch the night away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we do that exactly?
Well, you just lock, load, and let it go.
I believe there's instructions. If we get the EP, we may find
You might find some instructions, yeah. But keep in mind, it's not a negative sexual connotation.
No.
We didn't say donkey punch your mom. We said donkey punch the night.
Has anyone made that? No, I don't want to know if anyone's made that mistake. All right, Maynard and Matt.
She says hi, by the way.
Oh, good. Call me, Mum. I'm talking to Maynard and Matt from Pussifer, and also Maynard from A Perfect Circle. At a couple of the sound waves, you make the transition from Pussifer to A Perfect Circle. It's an aesthetic shift. It's a tonal shift. It's a sartorial shift. I think you grow hair at some point.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the hair hat.
Is there a deeper shift than that for you to make?
It's the hair hat. So I have to do is just look in the mirror and see which hair hat you're wearing and go, oh, yeah, that's who I am here.
You get your serious A Perfect Circle face on.
Oh, yeah, you get off serious.
And you get to hang out with people like James Iha from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Right. Very serious man.
Very serious man as well. Josh from your bands is now playing with Nine Inch Nails. It's got announced today.
Correct.
Do you guys just all hang out? Is there like a secret community of bands like this?
No.
Now, Matt, how many people do Pussifer and APC share? You're just pulling single duty at the moment.
Yeah, I'm doing single duty. Jeff Friedel and Matt McJunkins, the drummer and bass player, are in both projects.
There are a couple of covers on this EP.
Yes.
Including Queen's masterpiece, Bohemian Rhapsody. Who had the audacity to try and cover this amazing tune and succeed?
Well, initially it was some video game that was doing a launch where it's kind of like Guitar Hero thing. But they had a big presentation and a big event where they were launching, you know, all these games, and they actually had a full Philharmonic and a choir, and they did the whole presentation, you know, singing Bohemian Rhapsody, and they had me sing the vocal. And so when I did it, I was like, let's do it. So when I came to Matt with it, he was like, you kidding? Come on, dude, really?
But come on, Matt, how long, Matt, have you been playing that song?
I never attempted it. I mean, I always loved it, but just never attempted it. And it's just such a huge, you know, undertaking. I just kind of hoped that he would forget about it. And that just never happened. So we decided to do it and try to do it right.
And he can speak to that because of the engineering and the recording and performing of it. They really went into a lot of detail in terms of just the basic sounds.
Yeah, the sonic.
Yeah, we you know, we tried to break it apart as much as we could, and you know, everything from the tempo fluctuations in the original, you know, we tried to match all that, you know, from the vocal tones and
the guitar,
all the instrument
Brian
tones.
May guitar,
yeah, yeah, try to get all that stuff. At least use those as our foundation and start with that, and then try to make it our own from there.
And did I read there was a rule in place by the owners of the copyright that you have to do it pretty much as it was recorded originally?
Absolutely, yeah. We had somebody do a remix, and they were like, no remixes, no reworks, nothing. So we had a whole remix that was on the album. They went, nope, we're not licensing that.
That's why we never have heard a dance remix.
They allowed us to do it exactly as it was, you know, basically an exact cover, and to do that crazy video. That was okay, but doing a remix of it was unacceptable.
And of course, I spend ages trying to work out who the golden-voiced drag queen was singing the version. Then I realize that she's just miming and it's your voice.
No, it's Karina Round.
It is Karina Round.
Karina does the super high ones.
Yeah.
Screw that. Are you kidding me? I'm not cutting these things off to do that. I need these.
I've only heard it covered by the Young Ones, Neil and Vivian and Rick from the Young Ones before. So I think you just eclipse them in terms of sonic authenticity.
Questionable.
It's an important song from so many people's youth. What else would you like pull out of the important songs from your youth bag to cover?
There's a couple Michael Jackson songs I haven't brought up to Matt yet.
Come on, you could be the new Quincy Jones, Matt. You could be the new Toto who recorded on Beat It, I think, that album. Thriller, maybe. You could be all of that and more.
Matt just went silent and got sad all of a sudden. Yeah.
Hey, it was very fun seeing you guys at Soundwave as Pussifer, and I'm very excited.
And we'll see you now, and we'll see you in May.
In May. And when will we see a Pussifer full show in Australia?
When we can afford to bring it. It's quite an expensive endeavor.
Will you do Bohemian Rhapsody live?
Will we do Bohemian Rhapsody live, Matt?
Matthew?
Not if I have anything to do with it.
What about the autobiography that you're writing, Maynard?
Working with a friend of mine named Sarah. She's the 10-year older sister of my high school buddy.
Mm-hmm.
She writes, lives in Boston. Long, tedious process. So we'll see what happens.
Have you enjoyed delving through your past to find interesting stories?
Not really. You know, it's going to be a difficult book to write because you find yourself wanting to set stories straight and get things right and those kind of things, and those are boring.
You don't feel the urge to exaggerate at all?
Or alter the history or you know, dwell on all the crap that you read about in the Motley Crue book because that's boring stuff, that they did that, let them do that. You've heard those stories before.
I saw you give a speech to a bunch of people in Arizona. There were stories from your life was that part of the autobiography process?
That was kind of a part of the process of vetting some of those details that didn't really matter.
What's one story that you were really stoked to get in the autobiography?
I'm not going to tell you that. I asked Sarah, she's interviewing some people, and she said, I interviewed so-and-so and so-and-so. I go, how'd it go? She goes, buy the book.
Even your own biographer will not help you. Dear, oh dear.
Oh, really?
There you go. When's that going to see the light of day?
Hopefully by my 50th. I'll be 49 next month.
How do you celebrate a 49th birthday?
By writing a book.
And drinking wine. Actually, yes. is there an irony in the fact that you grow wine, yet your other great love, singing, doesn't work? Like, I guess that you can't drink wine when you're singing?
Well, you can. You just can't sing well. You think you are.
Has this affected you recently?
I don't remember.
All right, so what is next? You've got a few more shows around Australia, and then what is happening for Pussifer and A Perfect Circle?
We head to South America for a bit. I've got a lot of bottling coming up. It's that time of year. Vineyard manager is going through and starting to do all the pruning now, and we're bottling up stuff from 2011, some of the whites from 2012.
Do you grow olives as well?
I have olive trees, Castelvetranos, but they're not ready yet.
It's exciting for the non-drinkers out there. Mm-hmm. So you got peanuts and olives.
The peanuts we bought.
Okay, it's not your peanuts. And just finally, Maynard, you're going to be back soon with your mates, with Justin, with Adam, and with Danny.
Way to get around that.
Yeah, yeah. I spoke to Adam the other day.
Matt, how clever was that? Any comment on that?
When I spoke to Adam, he just proposed to his now fiancée. There was people being tasered at a recording studio and people falling off scooters. Were you involved in that, and is everyone okay?
I have no idea.
That's good.
Yeah. I read about it on the press, the whole engagement thing. So you can probably fill me in after we're done here.
All right. You can buy my biography
right,
of Adam Jones.
Right.
Out soon. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Doctor on Triple J.